USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is increasing the amount of intelligence it shares with Ukraine in their ongoing war with Russia. U.S. officials saying it's believed Russia is now shifting its focus to concentrate on the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine. The suspect in Tuesday's New York City subway shooting has been ordered held without bail. Frank James turning himself in a day after authorities say he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets in a train full of morning commuters, shooting 10 people. He faces federal terrorism charges based on the fact the events took place on a mass transit system. James' lawyer, Mia Eisner-Grinberg, speaking Thursday.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The McBride fire is raging near Ruidoso, New Mexico, and has killed at least two people and is currently 0% contained. Incident Commander Dave Bales says his team took control of overseeing the fire response and says they will be bringing a full range of logistics to the local community and firefighters.
A lot of these folks have been fighting fire for nonstop for about 2 days, so we're trying to get those folks rest. We've ordered in a large contingent of resources to come into us.
Over 200 homes have been destroyed in the fire. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a pro-life bill into law that bans abortions beyond 15 weeks of pregnancy. He says the bill will defend those who cannot defend themselves.
It's a statement of our values that every life is important.
Exceptions to the bill are permitted in cases with a risk to the mother's health or life, and if the baby has a fetal abnormality. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Citing the rising COVID cases, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is extending its travel mask mandate for 15 more days. That means if you're on a bus, train, or plane, you'll have to mask up until May 3rd. The decision getting mixed reviews from travelers at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix.
The virus is still rampant, even though it's hopefully not killing as many people.
I can't breathe in them, it's just pain.
That's such a simple way not to be ill or spread any germs unknowingly to others.
Johns Hopkins University says nearly 1 million in the United States have died from COVID. After drawing some backlash, a networking site is changing its mind.
LinkedIn changed its mind and reinstated an Air Force veteran's post about student loans, and LinkedIn apologized for labeling the statement as hate speech. Veteran Gretchen Smith said freedom has been secured with our blood, sweat, lives, and tears. Every American has a duty to protect our freedoms. End quote. Ms. Smith says she can now start focusing again on veterans in crisis need. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The University of Michigan's latest survey of consumers is showing a jump in sentiment. However, numbers are still down compared to the same month last year. April saw consumer sentiment jump by 10%, but that was down more than 25% compared to April 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.